Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
My mom got sick in October 2010. She had double pneumonia, and she was a smoker for 30 years, so she should not have made it through that, and she almost didn't. My drinking had gotten to a point where we were at her bedside 24 hours a day. A family member was there. I was on assignment, quote unquote, for one particular night, and I was supposed to be there overnight. And I left to go drink. I left my mom at the hospital when she was on her deathbed to go and drink. Mm. That's. I went back to the hospital room that night after bar closed, and I remember crying in the bathroom of the hospital room. I think that gave me a realization of where my drinking had gotten me to, that I would leave my mom at her bedside. But oddly enough, in 2012, fall of 2012, she was the one I actually finally broke down to and told. I kept it such a secret, especially when I moved out and got my own place. That's, you know, I didn't have to answer to anybody or worry about anybody. In 2012, I broke down and went and told her what was going on. Basically, you know, the words that I could get out, I told her what had been going on and my problem with alcohol. And we kind of formulated a plan to get into treatment. And we identified Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge kind of through a friend that I went to high school with, who I recall being particularly bad, worse than me, of course. But he went to Teen Challenge about a year prior to that, and he seemingly was doing very well. And I found that to be pretty miraculous. So that's the first place that came to mind. And I still went a couple of weeks drinking after that, after my conversation with my mom. But I remember a particular Wednesday, that Tuesday night prior, I got a taxi called for me from the bar. Because I was in no condition to drive, I got a taxi ride home, woke up the next morning, didn't recall getting a taxi. I remember walking out and looking for my car and then realizing I had gotten brought home, called a taxi to come get me and bring me into work like I was in condition to go into work. And I remember sitting in my car outside the bar, and I think that was my breaking point. And I called Teen Challenge that day. She asked me, have you had a drink in the last 24 hours? I said, yes. She said, you need to stop now. And that was October 5th, 2012. And I went in that Friday, and I haven't had a drink since.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.